So sorry for the wait. I'm sorry it's been a while, but I'm back and I'm ready to do another podcast. I promised I'd be doing Poseidon, so here we are. Lord of the sea, of the oceans, and of horses. Of anything horses he is the lord of, yet he is lord of all the oceans. Poseidon is a confusing character in Greek mythology for his confused ways. Between his competition with Athena for a patronage of a city, in which Athena won because he gave salt water, which is undrinkable, that he was kind of mad about that. But he was still lord of the oceans, and he fought back many of the titans that lived in there, such as Oceanus, who was one of the titans who abstained from the war between Zeus and Poseidon before. He was constantly fighting back Oceanus. Poseidon could command the ocean to his will. He was also called the Earthbreaker because he could cause earthquakes, he could cause tsunamis, and he could cause all sorts of other natural disasters. But there was one key interesting fact to Poseidon. Most of his sons and daughters were monsters. He had cyclopses that were sons, and he actually dated Medusa, the Gorgon, for a while, and before she was cursed by Athena, of course, but he dated her for a while, and they had two children together, one of which was Pegasus, and another was not an automaton. It was a famous warrior. I cannot recall the name at this moment. I have it somewhere, but I do not have it with me. So, Poseidon, after having the child, after Medusa, he eventually married 90... He had 99 famous ladies that surrounded him, and someone's mother would eventually compare her daughter as to be more beautiful than all of them. And Poseidon, obviously in rage, called upon a great beast to terrorize the town until they finally offered up the daughter. Though Perseus would come in and save her from death. Poseidon also settled down and married someone, had a son named Triton. He was, I guess what you would call, a merman. He blew a conch to announce his father's arrival, and he had no legs. He had a tail. Poseidon is usually portrayed as being carried in a shell with his wife. Of course, being portrayed with his wife, it was kind of confusing for them, because he had many other children, but unlike Hera, his wife was not jealous. She was not, though, one of the main 12. She was, I don't know what she was, but she was not one of the main 12, 13, actually, that we'll be talking about in this series. It was a confusing relationship they had. How she remained so patient, I do not know. I feel like anyone else, after a few hundred children, like with Zeus, would have been pissed. Let's be honest. So, Poseidon had a good relationship, and he had plenty of sons. Like, one of his most famous sons was Theseus, who would kill the Minotaur. Of course, his foster father, the king, would kill himself. That was tragic. Poseidon, though, only ever his mother, the mother of Theseus, told him eventually that father was Poseidon. So, and Poseidon, of course, wanted a daily tribute from fishers and anyone who used the ocean. If they did not offer up tribute, he might get mad. He couldn't be mad at any second, and considering the tides shifted with his mood, that wasn't exactly gonna work. So, of course, they had to bring tribute out to him. If they did not bring out tribute, there might be a little bit of rough water. So, in the end, Poseidon is kind of, he's a chill god, it seems like to me, but of course, if you anger him, it can be deadly. And he was, of course, one of the big three out of Zeus, Hades, and Poseidon. Next time, I will do a recording on probably, if I had to say anyone, Hermes, God of Messengers. Till then, see ya, and maybe check out my other episodes. Thank you so much.